All right, America, we're here. It's Series Finale Podcast, the only podcast where three Boston comedians watch the final episode of a show they've never even seen.
Whoa. What a great idea for a podcast, and it's a great idea that you're listening to it in your ears right now.
Yes.
Maybe you're listening to it in earbuds. Maybe you've got this on. Maybe this is playing while the President of the United States is being sworn in the background.
Right, which is running 24/7 in this house. Little housekeeping. Check us out, patreon.com/seriesfinale. We got all sorts of bonus episodes up there. Listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere.
If you're listening to us right now, wherever you're listening to us, continue to keep listening.
Keep doing it.
And if you want us to send you a Telegram transcript, we will do that at the $50 level.
Absolutely.
As per the ADA, American Disabilities Act. Also, follow us on Facebook and send us an email, seriesfinalepod@gmail.com.
Wow,
you got this down.
It's
impressive.
With any questions about your love life.
You know what this is called?
Right.
It's called the call to action.
Yes, call to action. Let the boys know.
And send us your picture of your privates if you want.
Well, you can send pussy, penis pics.
Right.
Which we'll use to figure out what the breakdown is to tell the advertisers. Because I feel like we skew women. Ladies love finale.
That's true. Yes. We'll have a
LL finale. Jay,
we'll be selling like we'll be selling Nature Box subscriptions and like wine.com ads and stuff like that. like those true crime ads. Women love true crime podcasts.
Yep. Right. Ladies love finale.
I listen to this one podcast. It's like a true crime podcast based out of the UK. And he's talking about all this murder and stuff, but then his ads, he's like, wife wanted to get, she needs vitamins to help her hair grow, so she uses sugar bear hair. Sugar bear hair are vitamin gummy bears. So Zach will eat them incredibly quickly.
I will give advice to our subscribers. Just let your hair grow at its natural pace. You don't need, you know, hair enlargement pills. You'll be fine.
Unless Sugar Bear Hair is interested in us. Yeah. God damn.
I want to nag them. You know, I want them to think we don't need them, so they'll pay us more money.
All right, now break the touch barrier.
Okay, now it's time for us to announce what show we listen to.
Right.
We did this live before.
What show we watched?
This is how we start off the Cheers episode, too, with the listen to watch. Then we went into the deaf stuff, but this week I'm easing up on you deaf freaks. It's going to be okay.
we watched not China, not Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Bomba Clat Fool. We didn't watch any of them dumb shows.
But we watched our Rome.
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 We watched the finale of Jim Rome is Burning. Hit ESPN talk show with a bald man.
Right. We watched the finale to the show Rome, which is all apparently HBO's most expensive show at one point to produce.
I've heard that, that it was the most expensive TV show that HBO had ever done. Until
I heard that this is what Obama's stimulus package went to. HBO pulled up, you know, the Italian-American community. They put all their money together, and they made this fantasy land where Italians had average IQ. It was crazy.
This was a show that, you know, I think the show, it lasted for two seasons. It was a moderate success, I'd call it.
Two seasons of failure.
No, two seasons is a, if you get a full season, that's a successful show.
No.
If you don't get a full, you're just a dumbass. You don't know what you're talking about. Two seasons is a moderate, it's fine. It's not a runaway hit, but it's like fine. They were doing sort of a take on real history. They got blown away by fake history, by Game of Thrones. That's like everyone loves that shit.
Right, but I don't think they were really nailing it with...
It wasn't totally historically accurate. Right. It wasn't totally historically accurate. More like based on history than really being history.
Yeah, because like Cleopatra...
A lot of C words being thrown around.
Right. There's a lot of swearing in general.
Yeah.
And there's like... And like they're all white.
True. They are all. That's another thing. They're pretty much white.
Is that inaccurate? I'm not sure.
I don't think Egyptians were white.
No, Egyptians probably not.
What did you say
no.
Egyptians are right now?
Arabs.
It's in Africa.
The U.S. Census says white. Middle Eastern North African is white.
Really?
According to the U.S. Census. I'm just saying.
Well, the U.S.
I'm not taking a side. I'm just putting it out there.
Ooh, a little bit of information for you. Well, you know what? I am going to take a side. Not white.
So you don't think Egyptians are Arabs?
I don't think
Arab
who,
okay?
Yeah. Okay, I don't think
they're not mulattoes.
I don't. You can't call back to things on a Patreon episode over the course of like.
Call back to what?
Weeks.
I was just using a slur. What's the big deal?
Oh my God. Disavowed.
No. Arabs are not mulattoes. Arabs are.
I don't think that.
Egyptians.
I don't think that whoever played Cleopatra in this show was phenotypically a stretch for what Cleopatra could have looked like.
I heard that Cleopatra was pretty ugly, actually.
Cleopatra coming at you.
Ooh. Okay, so Rome is about Rome, the fall of the. It's about Rome.
We picked the show because Zach is obsessed with the practice of pederasty, and he really pushed for the show to come back because he wanted to show us that it's actually pretty good. That's
in the Greek world, you know. At least be accurate.
That's why he was just fuming with rage the whole time he watched this. Yes. He was like, "When did they get to the fucking of boys?"
I wanted to see Athens in its spinoff, Bathens.
Rome is about this series finale, which they definitely thought that they were going to get more seasons.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
I don't know. It's.
I think our listeners would be interested.
I think they could have gone either way. We'll talk about more about that later. But right. it's a sort of fictionalized account of these Roman centurion soldiers that are involved around some of these major figures of history. Shakespearean plays have been written about these characters and stuff like that.
It's Cleopatra, Mark Antony, and...
There's another one. There's another one.
Opidius?
No.
Well,
Furnace
Julius Caesar was on the show, but no longer.
Because Etu Brute...
Something like that, I guess.
Julius Caesar got stabbed in the back by his buddies on the Ides of March. Etu Brute.
Yeah. March 15th, yeah.
Yeah. But where are the Ides?
Yeah. Do you guys know a lot about history?
Of Rome? No.
I used to know a decent amount about Etu Brute. Can you tell? I pick up... That's how I go through history, is just saying.
Just a little here and there.
Yeah, you know.
So it's...
Give me liberty, give me death.
Yeah, it's four brute. Score and 7 years ago, Etu Brute.
All the classes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite line from a speech all time?
My favorite line from a speech of all time? Yeah. Mission accomplished. George W. Bush. He was right all along.
Zach?
Mine's also a presidential one, but it's like, you know, one a little more poignant and a president with a little bit of a better record. We're going to make America great again. I think that was just, you know, good.
That's pretty great. I like, Jesus Christ. I don't want to say any that have come to my mind. So let's just
move
it on.
No, what has come to your mind?
Don't know any of them. I was just going to speak German in a high-pitched noise.
Oh,
nice. Nice. So we open with Roman soldiers. They're sailing away.
Zach, is the heat going to get to you on this episode?
No, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
You're
I'm
in? Okay. Let's go now, buddy.
I know.
I can see you're distracted.
No, I'm not distracted.
You're looking at your nasal gaving.
No, I'm not nasal gaving. I've got two tracks of thought here. I feel like we've been doing a little much inside baseball on this. We're too referential, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to reference any other podcast episodes that we've done.
Okay.
So that's my critique of this episode so far.
All right.
I'll get it out early.
Okay,
you know,
thank
like
you.
I'd like to steer this ship.
Thanks for your candor.
Thanks for my candor. Yeah.
Thank you
okay,
for your
so
candor.
Then tell us about Rome.
I will say, I'm going to start that in about 30 seconds when we don't talk about other episodes. I'm getting unfair heat here because I did lead the most recent episode for the Patreon.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so
true.
Take the heat off me. I don't have a lot of fluency with the Roman world.
All right.
I don't know Marcos Pulo, Lucero Veneris.
Right.
You know?
Julius Caesar. If this goes, from what I know, Julius Caesar travels to Egypt to conquer it, falls in love with their queen, Cleopatra.
CP.
CP. Yeah. Falls in love with old Cleopatra. But by this time, Caesar is Caesar's dead. So his lieutenant, I think, Mark Antony, now he's beside Cleopatra.
Mark Antony, not for all you Latin music fans, not Jennifer Lopez's husband.
Former, are they still married?
Who knows?
I think they're not married anymore.
I think
they're
former.
So Cleopatra, Mark Antony, they're together in Egypt. But the Romans are coming for them. Their former countrymen, this guy, one particular Roman, the guy who's in charge, Octavian Caesar,
yes.
He is coming to take Egypt and Cleopatra, and things are not looking good for them.
No.
Mark Antony is just wasted and just
he
nervous.
Spent a lot of time drunk.
Yeah.
He spent the entire episode
drunk. He was overseeing
drunk.
An orgy.
Yes. Yes. The first scene.
Fully clothed.
I know, so yeah. Lame.
The first scene you see with Mark Antony and Cleopatra is the what's the guy's name? The messenger.
The messenger.
The messenger is relaying a message from Caesar to Mark Antony and Cleopatra, and he has to step over just a body, just tons of bodies all on top of each other, just fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just rolling around.
It must have been annoying to shoot over and over again, right? So they're probably, you know.
They probably just went for it. If you were an actor at that point, you're just like,
I don't know. You got to have some courtesy for the person you're acting with. You can't just go for it, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I would think that, like, if you were doing an orgy scene with 30 people,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and, like,
yes.
And you're acting. After the 18th take, you're going to just say, you know what? We need to nail this shot. Let's fucking just fuck.
Let's really fuck for real.
Yeah.
They do not do
and
that.
And then you pull your dick out. You get it hard.
You don't think that some of those people in that orgy scene fucked?
No, dude, I think that would be a sex crime.
I want to encourage your thought on this, but I will almost certainly not.
No. I do think so.
No,
I
dude, they're wearing like cellophane dividers.
No, but I'm talking like
one dong
okay,
in this
okay,
whole thing,
here's
and
the
it's
thing.
Flaccid.
Okay.
I'm interested in
okay.
why you think this happens.
You're in a scene with a lady, and you're rubbing up on her.
Gross.
You
see, gross.
You're both single.
Do you want us to agree with you or to hold the truth?
You're both single.
Yes.
Okay.
You're both single, and say your banter's really killing it. In between takes, you guys are yucking it up. You're chatting, ha ha. You're making a laugh. Yada yada. Maybe after you guys are like, you know,
oh,
what?
See,
maybe
now
after,
you've changed
yeah.
it. Now you're saying maybe two people who work well together at work go on a date after work.
Well,
which is like, you know, I hate to bring it up, but you're just bringing one of the subplots from they're those porn actors and then they fall in love.
I want to
you know?
Live in Jack's world for a moment. Hey, you two, back left. Are you guys really fucking? cut. Jesus Christ. Are you guys really fucking? You're fired. Get out of here.
And then
we're filming a TV show.
Well, there was.
What about your banter? I don't know what you're saying. Get out of here. You're fired.
Yeah.
You can't fuck on set. This isn't a porno.
What? You're saying that because there's no mess, it's allowed?
You're saying it was the 18th take? I mean... What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess my thinking was pretty flawed on that, boys.
It's way off.
But you know what?
No, I think you're right.
You got to be able to admit when you're wrong. You know?
That's true.
No, you don't.
I admitted when I was wrong. And now...
You know who should have admitted he was wrong? Mark Antony.
Yes.
He should have admitted he was wrong.
Was Mark Antony wrong? What did Mark Antony do that was so
bad? We really
bad?
Don't know.
Well, we know he started off as a slave, and now he's running the whole joint. So
that
I don't think...
Good.
It could have gone any better for him, you know.
No,
that run's
yeah.
going to come to an end.
Do you
That's
think
true.
That his he was only consumed with the lust for drink and sex because he knew that his life was soon to be over?
Yeah.
Dude, he didn't seem like he wanted to have that much sex.
No,
I'm actually thinking it could be a Dumbledore situation.
What's
gay?
Not impotent? Gay and nothing
gay?
About gayness in it. But
Asexual?
Years later, J.K. Rowling will say he was gay.
J.K. Rowling would say Mark Antony's gay.
J.K. Rowling would come out and say Mark Antony in the Shakespeare play was gay.
So Mark,
she has all the final authority on all fictional characters with their sexuality.
That's very true. So Mark Antony and Cleopatra, they don't have sex at all. But they do show they in the orgy scene they do glow they go over a black dick. Did you guys
yeah.
see that?
Yeah,
in the corner?
Yeah.
That was the first full frontal I've seen in television in a long time.
Mm.
What was the first?
you know, Teen Wolf. Damn it.
Yeah, but Octavian Caesar, he's going to come for them. And, like, they got... Apparently, it seems like they're just... They can't stand against him, so...
There's no... Like, what happened to their army? Like,
I think they got
That's what he
whipped.
Says at one point. He says, I can't... I'm a soldier looking over at the orgy. I'm a soldier, not a magician. All we've got is whores, something, and something.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So he doesn't have an army to
Nailed
fight with.
Nailed that quote.
Yeah.
That's one of the greats.
So Cleopatra's like, you got to figure out a way for us to get out of this, Mark Anthony. Octavian Caesar's going to come for us. And specifically, he's going to come after my son, who is the son of Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Right.
And so Mark Anthony's like, oh, I have a good solution. Let's kill ourselves.
Yes. And then she says, No, let's not do that. And then
Mark Anthony gets an idea. He's like, I know what I'll do. I'll challenge Octavian Caesar to single combat.
Yes. But kind of crucial point, at this point, Mark Antony also establishes that the kid is not actually Julius Caesar's son.
That's true.
He says at some point, I was there for the conception.
Yes. That wasn't Mark Antony. That was Lucius.
Oh, Lucero.
That was Lucius. That was another guy. But
Lucius Ventero.
Yeah, yeah. But that was another guy. But that's true. He says that. I don't know if that's true because I didn't watch the show.
You didn't watch it?
I mean, I didn't watch the show in general.
Right.
I was like, you're kind of nailing it with his guesses. But yeah, so there's like Mark Anthony is freaked out. So he's getting wasted. And then he's challenged him to single hand combat. And he doesn't think that Octavian Caesar is going to be able to deny it because that would dishonor him.
Stupid logic. Who cares about your honor?
Yeah. Octavian Caesar just says, no, I'm
no
good.
Thanks,
yeah.
No thanks. Mark Anthony does a little training with the sword and the shield,
this
kills a guy.
Yes, because one like kind of effeminate man.
In the court, like laughs
at him.
Because
he's getting dunked on in his practice.
Yes. He's getting dunked on, so then Octavian like laughs at him.
He does the Goodfellas bit to him.
Yeah, you think this is funny? You think I'm your clown?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci comes out. Yeah.
He goes, get your fucking shine box, Mark Anthony. Yeah, it was pretty weird. I think it shows that he was not a good leader.
No, he just fucking lops this guy's chest like with a knife. It's pretty brutal. I hated that scene.
I didn't like how cowardly that guy approached the whole thing.
It is a total lose-lose situation. If you laugh at the king's face... And then he says, fight me. If you fight back, you're going to get stabbed. If you don't fight back.
No, but the way it was going, it actually looked like he was going to get roughed up. And
that's what I thought.
Anthony was going to let him go.
That's what I thought, too.
But it wasn't a physical game at that point. It was mental. You know, he cracked under the pressure. And instead of take the beating and then slink away, he tried to slash him.
He cuts him.
When he's not looking, it's a total cheap shot, you know.
fairy move.
He didn't want to do the fight at all, so it doesn't seem like a big
transgression
to me.
No, I thought he sort of acted.
I mean, it's not a transgression, it's just a death sentence.
Yes, and it was. He gets stabbed immediately.
He kills the guy, gets an applause break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Cleopatra's like very nervous.
People are horned up.
Yeah, people were horned up.
There
were still people making out in the sides of the scene.
I like the general setting of the first half of the show where they're like all these people, but they're like kind of all doomed, so they're kind of like just doing whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that's like an interesting setting.
I didn't think they showed enough fucking.
I agree with you, actually.
They it was like they do a couple pan over shots, and it's just like. It's lazy fucking. Like, at one point, there's two women scissoring. It's like, get out of here.
I think they were high on marijuana.
Because it was just a very slow,
kind of laconic, you know, let's listen to the Doobie
Brothers.
Did
they have marijuana in ancient Egypt? They might have. I don't know.
They invented it, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Dang. 420, brother.
Ja is from Ethiopia.
Did they have Jewish slaves, make it
growing
for them?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they did. They had them growing it. And then, much like they have in Newton now with all those pot farms, that's what they're doing.
There is a dispensary in Brooklyn.
What do you guys think you would do if you were like in that situation? Like you're in that situation, the Roman army is going to come kill you. You only have a little while left. Jack, it sounds like you do a lot of fucking. Is that what you would do?
No. I would go trans.
What benefit would that
become,
have to you?
I would become a woman.
Okay.
And then I would just sort of be like, ooh, boys, I don't know where Mark Anthony is.
Oh.
He must have gone that way.
You do the honorable thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just go trans. And then, I'd probably fall in love with the Roman soldier.
Okay.
We'd have a nice trip to Greece.
It's not like a thing where you're like, what will I do as I prepare for death? You're like, won't give up hope. You're like, I'll do anything to live.
I love life.
Mm. Yeah.
And I love love. So I'm trying to fall in love with the soldier.
But the soldiers here are obsessed with being soldiers.
They love
it. Like, not to jump around, one of the other guys when they're in the desert on the lamb, it's not important to get into the details yet.
Titus Polo.
You
can get into the details.
I like to kind of edge. listen. You know, and he gets into
You're
it
referencing stuff that didn't even happen on the podcast.
But I did not reveal it in a way that signaled to the listeners it happened on the podcast, true. Okay?
This has been our most meta episode.
And which I hate. I'm so anti-meta. I'm famously anti-meta. And he's talking about what he's going to do when they get off the lamb.
Nice.
And he says he might go east because they need soldiers over there. So these people really see fighting as their identity. They figure they can sire a couple kids while they're abroad, leave them behind, go move on. You know, that's part of life.
Well,
you're
the
not
Romans,
meant to be around forever.
They were fucking really good at it, according to some historical stuff I've listened to on podcasts and stuff.
What is a good fighter even like?
They had like really good unit tactics. Like, they would do formations and stuff.
Hand-to-hand combat seems like the worst, dude. Back in those days.
You ever seen a little movie called 300? That'll give you an idea of how good these guys were, all right?
That was
big fat fucking abs.
That's true.
Slow motion, then fast motion, then slow motion fighting. It's incredible.
The
they were
only
great.
Hand-to-hand combat movie that is any realistic is The Patriot. Mel Gibson.
So they're in this dire situation.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I would just learn to draw, probably fruit, still life.
I'd
stuff
sneak
like that.
Out. I don't get why they all stay in the castle and hunker down. Do
I
you
think
it's surrounded?
I don't know if they're surrounded. I think they didn't really have the budget to sort of display what was really going on outside this castle wall.
I think they were going for a Cheers-like vibe. Never leave the
just
bar.
Just establishing shot of pyramid and then come right down in there.
It doesn't, I don't get that too in like ancient movies. Nobody ever just disappears, dude. You could just go to China.
I think it's a fortress up on like a desert wasteland. It's a unforgiving landscape.
Well, we know that's not true though, because literally the soldier and the son walk out the front door and just
disappear. That is true.
But they're hardened soldiers.
Cleopatra, she suggests to Mark Antony that they do that they disappear, but Mark Antony shoots that down. He's like, "No, we can't do that." She's like, "We'll disappear. We'll head south." But he doesn't want to do that because he says they'll be hiding and scraping for the rest of their lives, and it's not a life worth living. That's what he says.
Like bush animals, he says it was like hunted prey. Nice.
And Octavian Caesar, so he tells Cleopatra.
He sends her a message.
He sends her a message, a secret message. Says, "Hey, drop that zero. Get with the hero."
That's a great way to sum it up. Basically,
he says, "I'll take care of you if you
bring me Mark Antony alive or dead."
Yeah.
And so she comes up with a plan. A tricky woman's plan.
Yes, very trickery. She decides to commit suicide and then tell Mark Antony. Well, wait, how does that happen?
It's like reverse Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, so she comes with a plan. And Mark Antony, he's passed out from all the drinking and the fighting and the maybe not whoring. And Cleopatra's like assistant comes out to him, and he hands him like a note with like a bloody dagger inside.
It was a telegram.
It was a hologram from hell.
Yeah,
it was a printed out email.
There were still ads on the left and the right side of the page. The message basically says to Mark Antony, like, "I couldn't do it. I killed myself. Come hurry after me." And he's immediately overcome with grief.
So, and he lets out the worst sounding cry of all
time. I thought it looked realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's how you cry?
Yeah. Whenever, yeah. I thought it was a wail of anguish. I thought it was pretty good.
I don't know why you would be so anguished about her being dead. She looked disgusting without her wig on.
Yes, she did.
No way.
You liked her bald?
Yeah, of course. I like everybody bald.
I thought it was disgusting.
Well,
she had like this little pixie cut.
She clearly had more to offer than just her body. She was a very smart woman.
Also a trader.
That's
and
true.
And rich.
Yeah, but she loved life like you do, so you guys would get along.
That's true. Do you think they thought of maybe hiring a better looking actress?
I think they tried every episode. They were like,
"Can we recast this?"
Yeah.
I think actually she got the role. She wasn't originally cast as Cleopatra. She was just in the background fucking a random extra. And then the guy was like, oh, you two, you fucking over there? You know what? You lady, get up here.
I think she was originally cast as a mule in the background.
And they were fucking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cleopatra pulls the old, and she, Mark Anthony thinks Cleopatra's dead, and he goes to his, you know, most trusted advisor. One of the main characters in the show, Lucius. Lucius Verinus.
Yes, and Lucius Verinus,
he's sort of been watching this all go down from like a sober set of viewpoints.
Yes, and this is proof, and this show just proves, like, Octavian Caesar, he does not drink at all, really.
Right.
And if you're sober, you will rule the world.
You have a higher command.
Yeah, I mean, literally, though, like, fucking Mark Anthony's a wreck and has no control over anything because he's got the shakes at 1 in the morning, you know?
Reminded me of one of our presidential candidates.
Hillary?
Yeah, but he's so fun to talk to. It's worth it, you know? Right. He doesn't get, like, sort of clammy up at parties, so I think it's all good.
Right, and so Mark Anthony... He doesn't think to maybe go take a look at the body. Maybe go do a little research to find out if
he wanted to kill himself the whole time anyway. He thought that was the valiant thing to do.
I think it's kind of like a reference to like Shakespeare and stuff itself, because that's that's like how it would play out in a play. Like, you get the message and you kill yourself. It's like how it happens in Romeo and Juliet.
I love the respect for the messenger in this play. You know, even coming from a warring nation, let the messenger come in. If he says something that makes you upset, don't hit him. Send him back on his way.
Yeah.
You know, everything they say is true. I love it.
Yeah. And so then he has his buddy put a dagger on him, basically. Or he falls on his own dagger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like...
Similar to...
Now you're doing it.
I know. It's tempting. I'm sorry.
Okay. So...
But that was, I think, in a free version of before.
Okay. So the dagger, he puts himself on a dagger, and he has some pretty good last words. Do you remember what they were?
I don't remember what they were.
Do you remember what they were?
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good last words.
Let them know I want to die as a Roman, or I died as a Roman.
Even though he's in Egypt and he's been ruling Egypt besides Cleopatra.
Right. And he's a traitor. Bad Roman.
Yeah, basically.
I wonder if Benedict Arnold said, like, let them know I died as an American.
Wow. That would be cool. That's an interesting idea.
I doubt he did.
Let's write that little fan.
So Lucius holds the dagger out. Mark Anthony, he walks onto the end of it. All
right, John Paul, now pretend I've got a dagger out and you've just been accused of being a traitor and you're killing yourself. Now, what are your last words?
Well... Being here beside you, Jack, with these last 6 months with our constant gay sex, I gotta tell you, it's been unpleasurable every single day. Every day I thought it would get less pleasurable, but it got worse every day. And I just come on glad this hell is finally coming to an end. So once again, I will... walk onto your dagger, but this time the dagger is not made of flesh. This time the dagger is made of cold steel. And I want you to tell my friends and family that I'm wicked straight.
And that you died as a good mulatto.
Mex Lotto.
And then I put the knife in, but I gotta do some real jiggling.
Oh, you fucking asshole. And I fall down on the ground, I'm dying, and I'm like, oh, look at that orgy. Hey, wait, are those people really fucking cut?
Zach, what are your last words?
What would my last words be?
And you're a traitor.
And I'm a traitor?
Yeah.
To my country?
Yeah.
And your sobriety.
And your cunt.
You fucking frat bastard.
I was gonna go to Canada because I found out they had free health care, but I ended up waiting in a line for 19 years.
Then
I was just wanting to get a physical, but they gave me a new liver, which I didn't need thanks to the sober Illuminati. But this new liver drove me to drink, and I ended up saying a lot of words, getting loose lips, sink ships, and...
Okay.
A lot of people, when they heard my last words, they say, do you think he knew they were his last words? And to them, I say, yeah, I did. But, you know, I wanted them to go on. And.
Oh, nice.
Taking shit in your last
words. That's, the final.
Yes.
What about you, Jack? You're a traitor.
Okay, I'm
a traitor.
You're
in a foreign land.
I say, Let it be known that I believed in you the whole time, Duterte. And, and although America is coming down on us now, there is only one way to cure sobriety, and it's through guns.
To cure non-sobriety?
In the stomach.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, can I be Duterte? Oh, Jack. Oh, no. Jacqueline. Jackie Onassis.
What is it, Duterte?
I want you to know that I always loved you.
Give me fall into my hole.
It's me, Kim Jong-un. I heard you guys having fun. I said, that's a place I want to be.
Wait, Kim, I'm seeing the light. And I think I'm having some auditory hallucinations. You sound Mexican for some reason.
Well, I studied abroad in Sweden. And I met some sexy Mexican lady. And I said, oh, vato. I'm Kim Jong-un.
Was she mulatto?
Well, when I said she, I wanted to back to have sex with her, okay? And she was 6'8" black man named Dennis Rodman.
Ah.
Okay.
So I had to sex with Dennis Rodman.
Had to sex.
I'm dead.
All right. That was great.
Oh, boy. So then we find out Cleopatra did not actually kill herself.
No, she's still alive.
Total, what would that be called in WWE? Like a little
swerve.
Bit
swerve.
Oh, it's called swerve?
Swerve, yeah. What you thought was going to happen didn't happen. It was a swerve,
total
motherfucker.
Swerve.
It was a swerve.
Cleopatra's still alive. Octavian Caesar's told her that she can keep her crown. He won't kill her kids.
Audience, you should know she's still ugly at this
point. Okay, she's not. I think she's got nice breasts.
She does have nice breasts.
Small.
They were small. So I don't typically love that, but.
You make an exception for royalty.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Lucius confronts, Cleopatra. He's like, Octavian's going to kill your son. She's like, no, he's not going to kill him.
She's an idiot. She's so fucking dumb.
She just wants to live. She just does what she thinks will get her out of it.
But she doesn't realize that, like,
obviously fake.
Yeah, that Octavian Caesar is going to be a dickhead to her big time.
Yeah, and when they meet... They have like a, I like their meeting scene. I thought was great.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I liked that a lot. That was the best scene of the show, I thought.
They say a lot of things without saying them. That's
yeah,
really
they're like, she's like, well, I, he's like, well, you must come to Rome with me. And so I can have a parade for you to show people how great you are.
Whatever. She's like, woo, maybe I will next summer.
Next summer when I'm feeling better. And he's like, we're going now.
We're going about now. You don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
By the way, I think the guy who played Octavian Caesar is like fucking great.
He was the best part of the show, I thought.
It was not bad.
He was like scary. He was great.
Yeah, he was scary. He also...
He wasn't like stupid. He was like... he was smart.
He was great. Olivia Wilde's in this show?
No.
Yeah, she's in the beginning.
She was fucking in the background.
No,
yeah,
she wasn't.
She was right next to the... She was part of the
scissoring
lesbians.
Wait, is she the one with those dirty texts? Oh, that's
Olivia Munn. That's fun, though.
That's like Caesar cockroaches here.
Let's not get riled up now. Should we just read the Olivia Munn text for the rest of the episode?
That's copyright infringement.
If we do it two more times, we could have a clip show where we just do nothing but read those texts.
God damn, I'm jerking off to reading those tonight.
Come on, I sleep 5 feet away from me. I don't want
to
hear that.
Well, I can read them to you.
Octavian Caesar, he's not going to let her just go. He's going to take her back to Rome. He's going to parade her in front of everyone. He's going to take her kids, kill the kids, especially the kid that people think is the son of Julius Caesar.
I have a question. Do you think that unlike the South Boston Irish parade, Octavian Caesar allows gay military veterans to march in the parade for Cleopatra?
From what I know about how these old-timey guys fought, I think it was only the gays.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like in Roman times, like all soldiers were gay. And I think Italy's like that now, too. All Italians are gay. they never grew out of that.
Why would you? Some would say we haven't grown into it.
Well, let's get going. Get your panties off, boys.
They're already off. Get the AC blowing.
No, we can't put the AC on.
Yeah, the noise is a little intense.
Right.
But it's actually not that bad.
So then there's like the show that. So at this point, the show should have just been over. Can we agree?
No.
Dude, this was drawn on. It was all like forever. An hour and 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm. So
were you loving it at this point, Johnny?
I did pretty much like it. So now Cleopatra. She's fucked. So yes. She's got to do what she should have done before. Kill herself.
Right. She does kill herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
She decides to kill
herself. That's the way nobility goes.
Well,
yeah.
No. She's a fucking idiot because here's the thing. First, she's a traitor. Yep. And then she decides to kill herself. So she lost out on both worlds.
Yeah. She screwed it up. She said she lied to her. She said she's talking to Mark Anthony's dead body. She goes, I lied to you for no reason.
Yes. And she puts the snake right on her...
She kills
decent
herself with
titties.
A snake.
Yep.
Yes.
Her decent tits get pierced with snake venom.
Yes.
And that's got to be a pretty bad way to go out.
Yeah. Can you think of what's all right? So she killed herself by just getting bit by a live snake.
Right.
All right. So I come up with a better one, more ridiculous one. So I'm Cleopatra, and the lady's like, do you want to use belladonna, this poison? I'm like, no, that's not good. It'll cause you to bloat. And she's like, well, we also have the angry bull. And I
Whoa.
Go, okay, let's
bull?
Do the angry bull. The angry bull just beats and gores and stomps you to death. It's
wow.
a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zach,
takes an hour and a half.
I've heard Zach get killed a few times by an angry bear.
I heard he slays that motherfucker.
Yes.
I think that I would do it even slower.
Okay.
You know? I would set up like a hiking trip with okay. someone that I really don't like, someone that's kind of scary to hike with and not a great conversation. I would set up a hiking trip with Mike Tyson.
Okay. Oh,
I would go hiking with Mike Tyson in the White Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I would have Mike kind of tackle me and cover me in deer ticks.
Okay.
Wow.
Then I would contract Lyme disease, chronic Lyme disease. And from there, eventually the fatigue and the autoimmune would kill me.
Wow.
What's the time frame on that?
20 to 40 years.
Okay. Octavian Caesar's going to be knocking at our door.
Yeah.
No, he has respect for your preferred method.
I would probably get, I would say, hey, let me, Magic Johnson, what are you up to? Can I hang out with your one-eyed snake for a little bit?
Whoa. So that's snake venom, huh?
Yeah, I get that venom. A little bit of HIV.
Hey, thanks for spelling it out for the listeners.
I do want to let the listeners know, though, for technically, Magic is on a kind of antiviral thing where HIV is not like present in his
undetectable. And so it should be actually safe for him to have anal sex with you.
Okay.
In a
so
sense.
Who's somebody who's dying from HIV?
Charlie Sheen.
Okay. Do you think he's got it full blown?
I hate when people say full blown. Full blown is the only thing people say
I
that
could
for.
See
I've
Jack's
never seen
face.
Someone say,
he's
oh, you got full
like
blown
that.
Flu. You got full blown.
I got full blown last night. How about that? So suck it, Zach.
Very sexual tonight.
I'm fucking sweating, and sweat turns me off.
I hear ya. So now at this point, Mark Anthony's dead. Cleopatra's dead. Why is the show still gone? Caesarian. Julius Caesar's bastard son, but not really.
Well, also invented the caesarean section.
I guess. Yep.
Yes,
he cut himself out of his mother's belly.
Yeah, she had a kidney stone. He sharpened it in there. Just went right open.
Now Lucius Verinus, the guy who was friends with Mark Anthony, is taking responsibility to try to save Caesarion, get him out of Egypt so that Octavian Caesar doesn't kill him.
Yeah,
right.
And he gets help from his old friend, Titus Pullo, who is also friends with Octavian Caesar.
And the guy who invented the My Pillow.
They meet up together in the wilderness, or sort of like in the desert, and they're on their way out of Egypt. Titus Pullo and Lucius Verinus have a very awesome scene together.
I also hate this scene, though, so much, because they're like, the little kids run away with the guy, and, you know, oh, we'll never be able to find him. Not even a minute later, he's like, oh, I found you in the desert.
Yeah, oh,
you
that's
know, the
true.
Desert's a big place.
That's
they're
true.
They're following the road, though, you know?
Maybe.
But why would they be following the road if they're trying to stay undetected?
Because the desert is dangerous.
Mm.
What I don't get is why are they, the desert is so hot, why are they traveling in midday? I would travel at night.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, that's a good point.
I think you're just smarter than Roman soldiers.
Yeah.
No,
stupid Romans.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You know.
So they all start traveling off together. I like the kid, the Caesarian kid. I found to be a very fun character, by the way. He's like a little willful asshole kid who thinks he's like the best.
Well, he thinks he has the divine right of kings. Like he's obsessed with being royalty. At one point, they suss it out. They know the whole time that the kid is the kid. Even though they claim
he's supposed
a
to be
slave.
The kid of Lucius Verinus, is that what they said?
He's supposed to be the son of Caesar. Julius Caesar.
Yeah, but they said he's not really the son of Julius Caesar.
Yeah, but he thinks that and they think that. Yeah, okay. You know?
He's the son of the guy that he's with at the end.
Right.
Lucius Verinus,
yeah,
right?
Not Titus Pullo. He always pulls out. He doesn't have them kids.
Titus Pullo.
And so
Titus Pullo is pretty good.
They trick him by like speaking Latin to him and asking him
a
blessing.
They come upon Roman soldiers. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they trick the little kid, and then they have...
I bet they're called sentinels.
Oh, yeah.
What's a sentinel?
I think it's someone who's stationed in an outpost.
Is Jesus alive at this point?
I don't know.
Well, Jesus still lives, so
Jesus would have been a great season 3 character to make an appearance on the show.
He would have been in the orgy, being like, oh, I don't know if I should be here. My dad's going to be mad.
Were the Caesars after Jesus?
Well, hold on. I think that Caesar died in 32 BC. So that would put this a couple years later, maybe 29.
So Jesus had already been... because
Jesus
Julius
had been
Caesar,
born.
Yeah, Julius Caesar was like killing Christians in the with tigers and stuff, right?
Was he?
Rome is where Jesus died.
Yeah, I don't know that it was Caesar, though.
But it was a Caesar.
Jesus didn't die in Rome.
Well, he died around
Pontius Pilate was a Roman governor in...
Did Jesus die in Jerusalem?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
So it's all fake made up anyway. Right. Just like the show.
But there were Christians in Rome eventually.
So then Jesus was alive during
Pax Romana, right?
I think Jesus was a baby.
Whoa.
Wow, that's crazy.
That would have been so cool if you had Jesus show up on the show. It would have been fun.
Yeah, if they had like the three kings walked by on the desert. Like, oh, we're just on our way to Nazareth.
That would have been hilarious.
And then they're like... They speak Greek to the kid, and they just get their heads lopped off.
Yeah, the sentinels trick the kid, and then they have they try to take the kid. So Titus Pullo and Lucius Verus try to save him. They have what was for the time a pretty good fight scene.
It was a good fight scene, I thought. It was a lot of jumping up and smashing, and they kicked the ass of like 10 Roman
soldiers. It's a lot. They fucking whipped their. There's so many.
I didn't
too many.
It. You know, you wouldn't win that fight.
Too many. Well, they
maybe
do.
You wouldn't win that fight. You're fucking 12 pounds.
But you would. You could beat up 12 other heavily armed.
Titus Pullo was big.
Okay, if it's me and John Paul against those 12, we'd fucking wreck them, bro.
Yeah, they don't have a chance. Yeah. Titus Pullo was big. He was a big guy.
Yeah, he was a big man, and I'm a big man, and John Paul's a real big man.
But during the fight, Lucius is mortally wounded.
Yes, sort of.
Some would say he was mortally obese, which meant he was always mortally wounded.
No, obesity, even they knew back then that obesity was a gift from the gods.
There was one obese guy. The town crier is wicked fat.
Yeah, he was good at his job, though.
He also plays the town crier in like every movie about ancient society.
He's good. He was really good. He used to be just an extra who would fuck in the background.
He's in Game of Thrones. Like,
I think you're right.
And he plays this guy who's like, hello, everybody. I'm a fat man. Man, who knows too much?
That's a good gig.
Yeah, that's a great gig. Not as good as the gig as Black Dick in the Orgy, though.
All right.
So when Lucius is wounded, he begs Titus. He doesn't want to die in Egypt.
He says, don't let me die in this shithole.
Pretty funny line.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And then he's like, all
right. He's only with the past 30
years. I know. When these guys would go out, they would go out for like years and years. It's crazy.
And so then it says... 1 month later.
I don't like to commute like over an hour. That's like so long.
It is crazy to think like, you know, 100 years ago would have taken you 4 days to get to Western Mass. Well, you know, 100 years ago.
In 1918? No, I don't think it would take
you.
It's over 50 miles to Worcester.
Yeah, so that's like a long
trip. They had a Model T. That would have been like a day.
You couldn't afford a Model T. You would have been walking, boy.
I got plenty of tea. I need a Model C up my ass. So
I need a Model D up my ass.
Nice. Same joke.
Wait, what's C stand for?
Cock.
Oh.
What do you think it stands for? Clit?
Clam.
Shout out to Zenobia.
Oh, God. So yeah, then it says 1 month later, he's back in Rome.
Titus takes him back to Rome.
He can just
He survived the whole month somehow.
Crazy.
He survived the whole month, but hasn't made any progress. Doesn't look better.
He's
it looks
just,
like shit.
He's just dying
slowly.
More slowly. This is more like the convenience of the for the plot to play out.
Right, but they could have just annoying. Said 2 days later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't travel to Egypt to...
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
It didn't make me really think that you could do it in 1 month either. If he hasn't been back in 30 years and he could just waltz right back in.
They go back. Lucius says goodbye to his family. This is where I'm starting to be like, they should have cut. They should have just had him die there. Because like having him go back to his family, what is this for? Like, what are we doing? What are we
Well, it's for season 3 that wasn't coming back.
That's right.
So then you and like loophole or pillow.
Titus Pillow.
Titus Pillow. He goes up to Octavius Caesar. He says the little kid's dead, and the other guy and the
Lucius is dead.
Lucius is dead. You don't have to worry about it. I'll take my gold, and you know, let's move on with our lives.
And Octavian's like, sounds good.
Yeah, Octavian's like, okay, I won't do any sort of back check at this at all. I
know
you.
He'd been so smart before. You know?
And then he got cucked pretty bad.
Gullible guy.
Yes,
and then. Pullo and little Caesarion, they sort of just waltz off into the crowd, and that's it.
And little Caesarion, he's like, I'm going to rule the world one day.
Yeah.
And avenge my father.
Right.
That's right.
And then Pillo says, we got to talk about your dad. Oh. It's kind of a great line.
It is, it is. Then he throws his arm around him. It's nice.
And then you were like, pederasty, coming up.
Then they walked into ancient Greece, and I was like, this is a show I can watch.
This show, I was a pretty big fan. Really enjoyed it.
Really?
I thought there was some like really interesting scenarios they play with. I thought the guy who played Octavian Caesar was like fantastic.
He was great.
That scene with Cleopatra was like great.
Yes.
The fight scene was a little lame. Some of the story stuff was not good. But in general, I liked it.
The
I liked
orgy
the way
wasn't good enough for me.
Ooh, you really you think
that was a background orgy. You that wasn't like a main event orgy.
There probably was an episode with a main event.
Have you guys ever seen what's it called? Caligula? The
yes.
Movie? You've seen
those
that?
Are some what main event.
That's some good orgy stuff. Now that's a movie where they were fucking for real.
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that movie?
If I ever have an orgy, Caligula's on the in the background the whole time.
It was a movie made like in the 70s. I think
by Hustler, right?
Yeah,
Playboy.
Yeah, and like Gore Vidal like wrote it, and it's like
wow,
it's like this
Who's
like
Gore Vidal,
a big writer.
Yeah. It's like it's basically just
it's
like
just
a
porn.
It's
dude.
A porn, yeah. But it's like
that's
a
like
it's like a super expensive porn, basically.
Yeah.
With like it's set in the times, they have orgies. It's really some bad. It's not fun to watch.
No,
really.
Some famous actors are in it too.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's
it'll
like
be next week on the pod.
Yeah, there's a fisting scene. It's
no.
Like, yeah, the guy like shoves a fist up this guy's ass with cake.
A
it's
guy's
crazy.
Ass?
Yeah, there's a lot of like
male on male fisting.
Yeah.
Misting.
But yeah, it's really crazy. But Rome, this show wasn't anything like that. The orgy was weak.
I like the way their leather armor would like creak as they moved around. It sounds so cool, you know?
That's cool.
My shoes don't sound like that.
So we should
nothing.
Should we do a quick RP?
RP?
Yeah. Who do you want to be?
Absolutely.
I'll be Cleopatra.
I knew it. Then I want to be Caesarion.
I'll be Mark Antony.
All right.
Okay. Hey, family.
Oh, mother, it's wonderful to see you today. I want you to know that I will one day rule Egypt and Rome, the whole world.
No.
Excuse me, father.
Nah, you
Mark,
won't.
Mark, not now.
You're not my real father. My real father was Julius Caesar, king of all
no,
the...
Mark. I've seen your mother, you know.
Mark.
Julius Caesar's never been in that hoo-ha, let me tell you.
Excuse
Mark?
Me?
Mark, stop it.
Did you ever have sex with Julius Caesar?
Mother, you fucked my father, right?
Of course I fucked your father.
Oh, yeah?
I fucked your father
hey,
so good.
Guess what, Octavian?
I fucked him so good. Stop it, Mark. Stop it. Not
you
now.
You know who I had sex with last
Mark,
night?
Mark, kiss me.
Salma Hayek.
Stepped? What?
Yeah. I got in a time machine and fathered a kid with Salma Hayek.
Okay, oh, Mark.
A time
are you
machine?
Cheating on me?
No, I'm just showing how ridiculous this is, you liar.
Mark, so wait, Mark, who's Selma Hayek?
Cesarean. Go practice cesarean sections in the clubhouse.
Absolutely, Mother.
Yeah, because I'll take you on my time machine. Selma Hayek's going to need one.
Mother, this man over here, he seems obsessed with pederasty to me. Watch your ass around him.
I've noticed that a little bit. I have. He does seem super obsessed. But I it's what, you know, it is weird. When we have sex, he makes me call myself cesarean.
Oh, Titus Polo. Oh, Titus.
I'm over here practicing my cesarean sections like I was instructed.
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, I'm just checking on Titus Polo.
How Titus is...
What?
Culo.
Yeah. Well, how Titus is culo.
It's a little loose, to be honest. I think we might need to update the nickname.
Okay. What do you want to call him?
Flabbus Polo.
Mother, I was thinking about it.
Hey, come,
if we're ever
come,
forced...
Come, I'm feeling very sad.
Oh, no. Mother, why are you feeling sad?
Come here,
is it because
honey.
Mark Anthony is not a good husband?
He's a bad husband and even a worse lay.
So what do you propose?
Well, I loved your father.
Mother, I know what I want. I want you to hold this deadly snake to your bosom. And when I talk about a deadly snake, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, with this scene, we'll be on the top of the Pornhub page in no time.
Oh my God, Mother, look over there. Those two people back there, they're really fucking.
Okay, cutscene. Is that a keeper?
Yeah.
I had to let it breathe. You know, I wanted to see where you guys would go.
I think
you didn't go anywhere good.
No.
I think it was great.
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to do another role play by chance?
Something tells me we're not going to get better than that.
All right, Zach, you going to watch any more Rome?
No, this was a struggle for me.
Yeah, we could tell the whole episode you showed us.
I enjoyed it. I could see myself. I would at least go back and read the Wikipedia for it. Okay. I think that should be like a new category.
I agree. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I think we should. I'm not interested at all, but I do think we should look for sex scenes in shows more.
Yeah, maybe we could do like a whole.
Someone do a compilation.
Mr.
Someone
Skin
put together
style.
A compilation for us, and we'll review them.
Okay. Good night, yeah. America.